KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back once again to Weeping Water High School. It's time now for the second half of our basketball doubleheader. The Wild City Tiger boys getting set to take on the Weeping Water Indians. In the girls' game completed a few minutes ago in that varsity contest, the Weeping Water girls got the win over Fall City. The final 49-38 in that one. Lady Tigers led by Ashley Kirkendall. A big night offensively. She had 16 points in the ballgame. Weeping Water was led by Alexis Morgeson. She had 14. Payson Miller right behind with 13 points in that contest. Now we turn our attention to boys varsity basketball. The Fall City Tigers under Coach Patrick Miller are 6-11 coming into this ballgame. Weeping Water Indians, well, they haven't had a lot of success in terms of win-loss here under Coach Matt Mortimer. They are 2-11 on the season, just two wins. I'm sure they're looking at that Tiger 6-11 record, thinking they got a shot tonight. Let's hope the Tigers aren't taking the Indians too lightly here as they get set to do battle. Very pleased to have joining me for the second half of our basketball doubleheader, assistant girls basketball coach at Fall City High, Josh Campbell. Josh, good evening to you, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, Randy. It's nice to be on, and I'm really enjoying this so far. So I think we're playing well. You know, the boys have maybe lost the last couple here, but we're getting better, and so I think all those things are really good. The boys are trending in the right direction, and so that's a good sign for Fall City basketball.
Sure hope so. Let's take a look at the starting lineups here now. First of all, for the Fall City Tigers, level with Bryson Budrick. Budrick, 5'10", and a senior. Kyler Frederick. Frederick, a senior also at 5'10". Caden Dunkus, he's a junior, 5'11". Jackson Strauss, a 6'3", senior. And the big guy underneath, John Craig, 6'2", and a senior, rounds out the starting five for Coach Patrick Miller. As we said, the Lady Tigers, Fall City Tigers, 6-11 on the season. Now the starting lineup for your Weeping Water Indians under Coach Matt Mortimer. He'll go with Rich Wilson. Wilson is a junior. Gus McGill. McGill, a sophomore. Hayden Nash. Nash, a senior. Sailor Rhodes. Rhodes is a junior. And Ethan Sabala. Sabala is a senior. Those are the five starters for Weeping Water. As we said, they are 2-11 on the season. I want to remind all of our listeners, we'll have more basketball coming up for you next week. It's conference tournament week for both the ECNC and for Pioneer Conference. We will forego those first round games on Monday and Tuesday, but we will pick up tournament action Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, both here on KTNC and over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. We have to wait until the Monday and Tuesday games will be played before we'll be able to tell you what our coverage will involve on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But rest assured, whenever and wherever the local teams are competing in that in their conference tournaments, we will have coverage for you on our two stations. Getting set now for the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system. We had a somewhat lengthy dissertation read here by the PA announcer. We expected that we'd be ready to go by now. We'll step aside for 30 seconds and be back in half a minute on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats and Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Bauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grace, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Weeping Water High School. Aaron Wisdom, if you could turn the feed up to us. We've lost it there, not able to hear the feed coming down the line for the commercials. Thank you, my friend. When they move into live action for boys basketball, jumping it up will be Hayden Nash for Weeping Water. They'll go up against Jackson Strauss for the Fall City Tigers. The official jumps into, sets into center circle, and here is the tip. It'll be controlled by the Tigers with the basketball. Bryson Buttrick comes up with it. He'll come and set the offense with a pass into the corner, baseline down left side, Dunkus. Back around to the top of the key, Jackson Strauss. Bryson Buttrick in the corner. Strauss under the basket, shot up off the glass, and good. Jackson Strauss with the first 2 points of the ball game. Tigers off to a good start on their first possession. 7:39 to play, opening seconds. Here out Weeping Water. Here come the Indians with the basketball on the right wing. That's Rhodes with the ball, dribbling to the baseline, shot up over Craig, up and good. Nice looking jumper there by Sailor Rhodes for two, and we're tied to two apiece. Now down court comes Jackson Strauss to set the offense for Fall City. At the free throw line, kicks it into the corner. Down to the right side with it is Kyler Frederick. Frederick inside to Craig. Give and go to Frederick. Driving way in, up and good. Kyler Frederick. Ron Craig with the assist. Found Frederick on the baseline on the right side. He laid it in. In the forecourt is Wilson Riggs. Riggs Wilson, rather. Wilson to the left elbow. A long three that's up and off no good. Ball is tipped around. Buttrick comes up with a loose basketball. Buttrick does a little pirouette here in backcourt, brings it across the timeline, into the corner, left side, Kyler Frederick with the ball, into Craig inside the paint, kicks it back to the top of the key. Now to Buttrick on the right wing. Buttrick, a cross-court pass, two Kyle goes over the head of Kyler Frederick, and boy, Josh, you hate to see those unforced turnovers like that.
Yeah, you know, it's a zone game, so they're really looking for three-pointers here right off the bat. Kind of Frederick, you have to admit, has gotten a ton better in the last three or four games, just shooting with confidence, so good to see so far.
Riggs Wilson on the dribble into forecourt, gives to the left side, free throw line, jump shot up and off, no good, and the rebound brought down by Caden Dunkus. Dunkus with the outlet pass. Down court on the dribble comes Jackson Strauss. To the right elbow, Dunkus into the corner, Kyler Frederick, baseline right side of the basket. Frederick is trapped down there, needs help. Buttrick comes over to help him out and take the basketball away. Now gives back up again to Dunkus on the left elbow, or Strauss rather. Lob pass. Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick into Craig at the free throw line. John Craig. Here's Jackson Strauss for three. Top of the key. God, if that one rolled around and Strauss had it to fall. Jackson Strauss with 5 points in the ballgame. It's 7-2. Ball City. Here's the steal. Tigers get the basketball right back. Dunkus feeds it underneath. Here comes Strauss under the basket. Shot is up. He's got it, and he's fouled. The basket counts, and he will be fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot the and one. Jackson Strauss at the line. Foul is going to be called on Sabala. Free throw is up, and good. Basket's good for Jackson Strauss on Sabala. That's his first personal team foul, number one. On the Weeping Water Indians. On the right elbow with the ball now is Sailor Rhodes. Rhodes tries to penetrate. Can't get inside. Now here's a long three from the right elbow. Off no good. Buttrick with the rebound. Bryson Buttrick pushes the ball down court. Has Craig out ahead of him. Top of the key. Strauss free throw line underneath the Craig off the glass. Oh, couldn't get it. They had John Craig under the basket for the bunny, but it wouldn't drop. Strauss with a great job of getting the ball through him though down there. All right, into forecourt. Weeping Water with the basketball. McGill. Gives across now again to Nash. Driving floater by Nash. Up and off, no good. A rebound. Try for a foot back, a whistle. And we'll have a foul call on the Tigers. At the free throw line is going to be Gus McGill. He'll be shooting two shots.
Plus King Dunkus' first foul. First team.
So Dunkus picks up his first. All right. At the line. Free throw is on the way short off the front of the rim. Won't go for Gus McGill. McGill will have a second attempt coming. 5:10 to play in the first quarter here at Weeping Water. Second shot on the way, McGill. It's off the rim also, but he got his own rebound. McGill driving baseline right side, laying up and good. Well, he missed both free throws, but the sophomore responded well with his own rebound and a lay-in, and he got his 2 points anyway that trip down the floor.
Well, I got to tell you, Jackson Strauss is playing real well. I've coached him for a long time, and He's in the zone, and you can tell he's got that look in his eyes.
There's a steal and a driving lay-in. That's up and off. No good. Put up by Riggs Wilson. The ball was tipped away. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Weeping Water. And we're going to have another foul call on the Tigers. We'll see who this one's on. Frederick, perhaps?
Yes, it's Frederick, his first. Team is second.
All right. Inbounding the pass to the corner. They toss it into Gus McGill. Out on the right elbow goes in the pink shoes, Hayden Nash. He's going to be easy to spot out there with the pink shoes on. Nash feeds it back to McGill in the corner, right side, to the top of the key, in the ball up to Rhodes. driving to the baseline. The shot is over Craig, up and off, no good. Tipped out of there, but it goes into the hands of Wilson. He'll launch from the right side, it's short. And again, Weeping Water with the rebound. Traveling is going to be called. Tigers are going to get the basketball. 3 minutes, 58 seconds to play first quarter. 4-10 your score. Tigers up by six. Any help to the early lead here? Ball City will have the basketball. Bryson Buttrick inbounds it to Jackson Strauss. Strauss comes on the dribble, penetrates in the paint. Oh, feeds it underneath. It comes back to him, wins it off the glass, up and good. Strauss tried to get the ball inside to John Craig. It came right back to him, worked out well. He was able to lay it off the glass. All right, here comes Weeping Water, trailing now by 8, 12-4. They flip it to the corner outside. Penetrating in the paint. Ball stripped away nicely by Dunkus. Dunkus with a nice defensive play. Stripped the ball out of the hands of Gus McGill as he was riding in the paint for the lay-in. Buttrick has it in forecourt to Dunkus at the top of the key. Off to Buttrick's left elbow. Big John Craig on the baseline under the basket. Feeds into Jackson Strauss. Shot is up. Couldn't get that one, but he's going to be fouled. And we're going to have Jackson Strauss at the line. He'll be shooting two shots for the Tigers.
Fouls on number 10, Hayden Nash. The team's second.
And that's Nash's first personal. Team foul number 2, as you said. Free throw is up and good by Jackson Strauss. Strauss, already in the ballgame, has 11 points. He's off to a great start here. 11 of Fall City's first 13 points. Shot is up, and he got another one. Make that 12. Jackson Strauss, the senior, 6'3 senior, came to play tonight. 14-4 now, the biggest lead yet of the game for the Tigers, up by double digits, a 10-point lead with 3 minutes, 17 seconds to play here in the first quarter. All right, here come the Indians now on the attack. It's Riggs Wilson with the basketball to the corner on the right side, puts it inside the paint. Excellent turnaround shot, blocked nicely by Jackson Strauss. Strauss is having himself a ball game so far. Got the block and the steal into forecourt to Dunkus on the right wing. Into Craig. Craig backs in against the defender. He's going to go up with the shot. It's up and good. Well, when John Craig makes up his mind to take it to the hole, he's hard to stop.
He's got great feet for a big man. Really, really has a nice move, so always good to see.
Here comes Weeping Water in the corner. They try to put it inside the paint. Chipped in there by Sabata. Back to the corner. Here's a three from the left elbow. It's up and good. Hitting the three is Hayden Nash. Nash with his first points of the night. That cuts the lead back down to 9 now, 16-7. There for a moment, it was a 12-point lead for the Tigers. Ball City on the offense. Hernandez in the game now for the Tigers. Flips to the corner, Dunkus. Ball deflected away. Hernandez chases it down. Ball stolen. McGill on the fast break, laying up for McGill. Doesn't get it, but he's fouled. And we're going to put Gus McGill at the free throw line. He was there a moment ago and missed both opportunities. Let's see who this foul is going to be on.
It appears it's on Dunkus, his second foul.
And the fourth, 14 foul. All right, at the line, free throw is up and off, no good. Gus McGill having a lot of luck at the line there. We've got a substitute into the ballgame for Fall City. Josh Brown in the lineup. Somebody came in off the bench for Weeping Water, too. I believe that was Mason Huberman. Second free throw was up, it's off, won't go. Tough luck for Gus McGill at the line. He's 0-4. Rebound to Fall City. Jackson Strauss has had the hot hand thus far in the ballgame. He's got the basketball at the top of the circle. Off to the left side it goes. Now Hernandez in traffic. Triple team. Gives to Buttrick on the right side of the free throw circle. Right elbow. Jackson Strauss. Law pass. Hangs it up high to Josh Brown. On the left wing, Dunkus around back to Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick on the near side. Skip pass across, finds Hernandez. He penetrates in the paint. Hernandez out to Buttrick for an open look. Three. Got it. Bryson Buttrick nails a three from out of the right elbow, and the Tigers off to a good start tonight. Up by 12. Quickly, Weeping Water from the corner. A three. Baseline left side doesn't go, but a push foul. Mason Mortimer put that shot up. Couldn't get it to foul. Right? This is going to go on the Tigers. You'll see when they post it here momentarily.
That's Josh Brown's first foul. Team fifth.
5 team fouls already. 1:22 to play first quarter. We may be shooting free throws. There's a drive in the paint. Driving to the basket was Hayden Nash, and he's fouled. Nash is going to be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots for the Weeping Water Indians. We'll see who this foul is on.
So Josh Brown again, his second team foul.
along with a couple of personal Peyton May shooting two shots for the Indians. First free throw for Nash is up, short, hits the front of the rim. Second attempt coming. Weeping Water now 0-for-5 from the charity stripe. Ball City 3-for-3, courtesy of Jackson Strauss. Peyton Nash ready for his second free throw attempt. 1:19 to play here in the first quarter. Second shot is up. This one is good. That makes it 19-8. The lead is down to 11 now for the Tigers. Ball City basketball. This is Jackson Strauss bringing the ball up court to Hernandez in the right corner. Elijah Hernandez, one dribble, picks it up, top of the key, dunk us around the horn, outside perimeter. Over to the left side, Bryson Buckrick again finds Dunkus. Hernandez in the corner, looking underneath, wanted to go into Josh Brown, now driving Buckrick. Buckrick feeds it inside, Brown up with a shot that's partially blocked away. Hernandez chases after the ball, huge collision, and they're going to call over and back on Hernandez, even though he was being bowled over by one of the Weeping Water Indians there at midcourt. Well, unfortunately, that's what happened to Hernandez. He truly did go over and back with the basketball.
You can say a lot of things about Elijah Hernandez. He plays hard, and he's always around the ball.
All right. Into the ball game comes Landon Fulton now. Fulton, a sophomore from Weeping Water, onto the floor. Left side with it, Riggs Wilson. He started the ball game. Wilson is back into the contest. He'll move between the rings to the top of the circle, pass right side to Fulton. Back up top, it comes to Wilson once again. He's one of those guys with two last names, Rick Wilson. Wilson Riggs, you can call it one or the other. It is Rick Wilson. Pass to the right side, Landon Fulton. Wilson just holds the ball out. 20 seconds to go. It appears Weeping Water's going to just play it out here and take one shot, trailing by 11. The end of this quarter. To the far side, Riggs Wilson. 12 seconds, 10 seconds, now they'll start to move with it. Nash, Wilson for three, hits off the iron. The rebound, Hernandez, what a job there. Elijah Hernandez, did you see that move on the baseline? Bounced the ball right off the defender, Sailor Woods. 5 seconds to go here for the Tigers. Let's see what they can do with it. Hernandez down court, they're going to have to hurry. Dunkus, top of the key, traveling with the basketball. He didn't get the shot off. 1.1 seconds to go. Not sure there was an awareness of the time there right at first when they inbounded it.
Well, guard's got to know time and score, Randy.
Yeah, the old situational awareness. There's a long three off the back of the iron, didn't drop. After one quarter, Fall City Tigers lead the Weeping Water Indians 19-8. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to the Free State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 7 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and infusion strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gadula, Josh McCampbell back here with you at Weeping Water High School. Josh, social studies teacher at Fall City High, assistant girls basketball coach. Having fun so far, Coach?
Yeah, it's a great time. Thanks again for having me.
All right, here we go. Weeping Water's basketball. They inbound it, come right back to Sailor Rhodes with the ball. Rhodes goes up top to Hayden Nash. Nash goes around Hernandez, feeds it underneath. Oh, there's a nice pass, but the layup is off and off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Caden Dunkus. Dunkus gets the outlet pass out to Jackson Strauss. Strauss had a big first quarter. Strauss all the way in, driving layup. Got the basket. I think they're going to count the basket. Yes, the basket counts for Strauss, and the whistle and the foul and the and one coming his way.
Well, team fouls on Hayden Nash again, his second, team's third.
Strauss's free throw is up and good. What a ball game. Jackson Strauss is now 4-for-4 from the free throw line. He's got 15 points in the opening minute of the second quarter. He already has 15. Here's a long three from the left side, put up for Weeping Water by Rhodes. Doesn't go. Craig has the rebound. the outlet pass out to Strauss. Jackson Strauss having a game to remember thus far here. 15 points and only a minute into the... Look at there, a three for Jackson Strauss, and suddenly 18 points for Jackson Strauss in less than a minute into the second quarter. He's on a base to score 80 points. On the baseline in traffic, Rhodes can't get it up. The shot goes off to Bird. The pass comes back out to Riggs Wilson. Now Riggs with a spin move working on Buckley, can't get there. Flips the ball out to his teammate Rhodes to the left wing against John Craig, driving Leon up. Won't go. The shot put up by Hayden Nash, and Nash will be going back to the free throw line, where he is currently one out of two from the line so far. Bars on Duncan's. That should be Caden's third, I believe.
It sure is, Randy.
And team foul number 7 already on the Tigers. At the line, Nash scores up and good. So Hayden Nash has now made 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, has 5 points in the ball game. Tyler Frederick back on the floor now for the Tigers. Hayden Nash, second free throw is up and good. Also got them both. Nash has made 3 out of 4 from the line, has 6 points for the Indians. 6:47 to go in the first half. 25-10, a 15-point Fall City lead. Jackson Strauss having the game of his career here. 18 points in the first 9 minutes. That's something. Strauss to the corner. Buttrick launches a long three. Hits off and doesn't go, but is chased down by Hernandez in the corner. Elijah Hernandez into John Craig. He's backing in. Here he comes. Craig with a shot up. Off, couldn't get it. Hernandez tips it away. Goes out of bounds off of Hernandez. And the basketball will belong to the Weeping Water Indians. Live tonight from Weeping Water High School, the Fall City Tigers, the Weeping Water Indians. My name is Randy Kasula, calling your play-by-play, Joshua Campbell alongside Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, back at the KTMC studios for tonight's presentation. As Weeping Water comes down and sets their offense, Wilson at the top of the circle. He'll launch a long three, nothing but nylon for Rich Wilson. Wilson hits the three from the top of the key, so they can hit that one if they give them an open look. They'll have to remember that for future reference. Here's a three on the way by Strauss. He finally missed the basket. It comes back to Strauss, driving Leon up. Didn't get it, but he'll be fouled. We'll put Jackson Strauss to the line, and you know what? With 5:54 to go in the second quarter, Strauss has an opportunity to pick up points 19 and 20 already in the ballgame.
That foul's on Riggs Wilson. His first foul, team's fourth.
First free throw was up and off. No good for Jackson Strauss. He's now 4 out of 5 from the line. Second shot is up and good. He's got 19 in the ballgame, and we've only played 10 minutes. What an outing so far for Jackson Strauss. All right, here comes Weeping Water now to get some offense going. McGill into the corner to Mortimer. Baseline left side, Mortimer handles it. Mason Mortimer, across court pass on the far side corner now. Baseline, no shot there. Back out onto the wing, it goes to Riggs Wilson. Across finds Mortimer. Baseline corner, Gus McGill. Now Wilson launches a three. It's off the iron. Good job on the rebound by Bryson Buttrick. Bryson Buttrick, 5'10", played much taller on that one, going after that defensive board. Here comes Strauss. He's been feeling it here. He's had the hot hand. Into Craig. Craig back it in. Loose to the hoop. Shot is up. In and out of there. But Buttrick with the rebound. Follow shot. Buttrick, he can't get it down. The rebound is pulled down by Riggs Wilson for the Indians. Wilson on the dribble. Takes it all the way into fourth court. Kicks it off to the right side to Rhodes. Rhodes, right side of the free throw circle. Little juke move. Lays it up and good. Nice move to the basket by Silver Rhodes. He's a junior. He's got 4 points. Whistle, and what do we got here? The official is calling a foul.
A technical.
What happened?
Apparently, Riggs Wilson said the magic words, Randy.
Okay, Riggs Wilson picks up a technical foul. I'm paraphrasing now. I think it was something along the lines of, oh my goodness, Mr. Official, were you certain? Or something like that. But it's going to be a technical foul, and stepping to the free throw line to shoot the foul shots, Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick with 3 points so far tonight. 5'10 senior. At the line, he looks to the hoop, launches the shot. It's up, and it is rimmed off. No good. He'll get another attempt here. Bryson Buttrick with a second attempt. Looks to the hoop. Shot on the way up. And this one is off. Couldn't get either one. That's a tough stage to be on when you're standing out there all alone, nobody on the lane. Missed them both. It's 26-15. The Tigers up by 11 with 4:48 to play. They've led by as much as 14. They inbound the pass to Jackson Strauss. Strauss is having himself a game so far. Left side, Elijah Hernandez. Bounce pass into Craig. Now a push foul on the baseline is going to be called again on Weeping Water. And now Mr. Riggs Wilson has the official's attention that he got his third personal. Third personal, team foul number 6 on Weeping Water. With 4:38 to go here in the first half, now the officials having a little zebra convention. They're having a meeting of the minds coming out to midcourt. We're going to talk this thing over. And apparently, they're going to send the players to the bench. This must be a serious conversation. What do you think happened, Coach?
You know, I'm not really sure. I think they're trying to decide whether or not or where they're getting the ball at. So it's interesting because you don't usually see this kind of takes care of the flow of the game.
Yeah, not a big thing to talk about, sending both teams to their benches to talk with the coaches. You'd think we were deciding the Super Bowl there. They're going to determine that the ball stays with Fall City. The Tigers will play it in under their own basket. John Craig will inbound the pass. He'll stand just to the right side of the backboard on the baseline to toss it in. They hand Craig the ball. He lobs it into Strauss. Strauss with the LAU. Couldn't get it. Oh, it was perfectly executed, too, and it wouldn't drop. Rebound down to Mason Mortimer. Mortimer gets crowded out of bounds over on the far side by Bryson Buttrick, and that'll be a foul. On Bryson Buttrick, I believe.
That's his first.
Yes, his first personal. Team foul number 8. We're the 1-1. We'll put Mason Mortimer, the freshman, at the line, shooting 1-1 for Weeping Water. The front end of the 1-1 shot is up. It's good. He hit it. So after missing a number of free throws, the Weeping Water Indians are hit 4 in a row here now. Mason Mortimer, the freshman, second shot is up. It's good also. He got them both. He's got 2 points. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Weeping Water. 4:30 to play here in the first half. 26-17. Tigers up by 9. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the First Hit College Game of the Week on KTNC.
I'm Chris Ciccone, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Fall City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gadula, Josh McCampbell back with you here at Weeping Water High School. In the game played earlier tonight, the Fall City Lady Tigers fell to Weeping Water, the final 49-38. Lady Indians got the win in that girls' varsity game. Here in the boys' varsity contest, Fall City pretty much dominating early, courtesy of Jackson Strauss, 19 points already in the ballgame. 4:30 to go here. He scored those in the first 10 minutes. 4:30 to go, first half, 26-17. Tigers up by 9, by no means having this been put away yet. This is anybody's game. Lob pass to Craig in the paint, right back to Hernandez, lost it. Stolen away, fast break, all the way in for the driving, way in off the glass, up and good. By Sailor Rhodes, that was a nice move at the end to come to the left side of the basket and get away from the defender. So Rhodes laid it in, up off the bench now is Josh Brown, getting set to check back into the game. There's a long three from the left side. Strauss off, no good. John Craig just pulled that ball away from the defender. Craig took it away. Now the ball is stolen back by Sabala. Sabala gets his outlet pass to Nash. Hayden Nash to the left elbow. Finds McGill. Now Nash with the ball. Inside the paint. Great job blocking the shot there. A nice clean block by Jackson Strauss. I wonder what Jackson Strauss had for breakfast this morning.
I think he ate his Wheaties, Randy.
He's coming to play. Now in is Brown back into the ballgame for the Tigers in replacing Elijah. Coming out, sitting down. I think, yeah, Hernandez goes to the bench. Jump shot, right side off the glass, doesn't go. Bryson Buttrick has the rebound for the Tigers. He'll push it down court across the timeline. To the left side in the corner. Ball almost got away over there from Brown based on left side, or Tyler Frederick. Buttrick with the ball. Inside, moving to the hoop. Back to Craig, top of the key. Buttrick, spin move. little pass underneath. Jackson Strauss off the glass, up and good. Jackson Strauss just continues to pour him in. I'll have to add him up here in a minute, but 69, he's at 21 points right now. There's a driving layup on the other end that's up and off won't go. Tipped it around, and Kyler Frederick does a great job defensively. Got the defensive board, tipped it out, chased it down himself, and gets the outlet pass out to Frederick. Down it comes to Jackson Strauss, and there he comes. Strauss feeds it to Craig. Craig on the left side of the free throw lane holds the ball. Back in his defender end under the basket. There he goes. Can't get up with it. Tried to come up top with it. Wanted to go to Kyler Frederick. The ball stolen away, and now the Indians come on the attack. 28-19, your score. Mortimer, left side, shot up and good. That was a nice move by the freshman, Mason Mortimer, to get the shot down. Timeout taken on the floor by the Tigers with 2:31 to play here in the first half. 28-21, the lead is 7. Four step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside the Weeping Water High School Gymnasium with 2 minutes 31 seconds to play in the second quarter. Your Fall City Tigers up by 7, 28-21. They had as much, I believe, as a 13-point lead at one point back in the first quarter. Now that lead has been cut down to just 7. Tigers will have the basketball as play is resumed. The inbound pass comes into Bryson Buttrick. He brings it up court with a pass to Jackson Strauss. Strauss dribbled between the legs, lost the handle on it there for a minute, gets the ball back. Now Strauss backs out to the top of the free throw circle with a pass to the left side. Now this goes off the ground. Now again, Strauss with the basketball. Inside the paint, Buttrick has to chase the ball down. Kevin Zimmerman, is that who's in the lineup now? 31.
That is correct, Randy.
Okay, and is John Craig on the baseline? I saw that. Thought I saw 31. Craig moves to the hoop, off the glass up, couldn't get it down. John Craig with a nice move there. He had a good look at it. Fast break to Mortimer. Three-pointer, right elbow, up off the rim, no. John Craig got back down in time to get the defensive rebound. Outlet pass from Craig comes up to Jackson Strauss. Strauss, John Zimmerman in the ballgame. He wears 31. We just penciled him in a minute ago now. Strauss spin move in the paint, goes to the hoop, can't get a look, up to Craig, around to Zimmerman, right side Buttrick, again to Strauss, so got in front of them there. Strauss wants to go up with a shot, he got it. Jackson Strauss is just playing the lights out. Much more, and I'm going to run out of places on my score sheet. That doesn't often happen. Left elbow with the basketball. Gus McGill, inside the paint, turnaround, short jumper off the glass, no, and there's John Craig again with a big rebound. Craig comes down with it. Mortimer got the worst end of that one as he was battling with John Craig for that rebound. Not sure who the foul's going on, though. Wait until they put it up on the floor here. We'll see, Josh. It was Ethan Sabala, his second. All right. At the free throw line, John Craig. Craig has 2 points on one field goal. Here shooting 1-1. That was the 18 foul. Front end of the 1-1 is up and good. John Craig, a 6'2 senior. And folks that haven't seen John play, he looks like a left offensive tackle on your football team. John Craig is not a small man. 6'2. Free throw is up and off. Saved from going out of bounds. Stepping on the baseline was Josh Brown. The ball will go on to Weeping Water. Now John Craig will take a breather. He's coming in to replace him here. Looks like we've got Brown, Buttrick, Hernandez back on the floor. Zimmerman chases defensively after the basketball on the left elbow. Aiden Nash holds it above his head. Around the horn to the left wing. Nash gets the ball right back wearing those pink shoes. They are very distinctive. Underneath the basket, trying to go up with a shot. There's a foul on the floor before Gus McGill can shoot the basketball. I think that one's going to go on Hernandez.
It is. That's his first.
Oh, we're in the 1-1. Indians at the line shooting 1-1. Front end of the 1-1 is up and good. Being the first one to foul is Gus McGill. That's his first free throw to complete. He was 0-for-4 going into that one. The end one coming up now for the sophomore, Gus McGill. What's up? He got them both that time. McGill now with 4 points for the Indians. Fall City's basketball by Schumacher. Whips it back here to the near side to Jackson Strauss in the forecourt. Strauss on the right side of the lane. Penetrates, driving, laying up, and good. And Jackson Strauss clean to play basketball. I'll have to add it up in a minute, but I think that's 23 now. I've lost track, and we can't look away long enough to add it up here for you. 25 seconds to go in the first half. 33-23. Fall City enjoying a double-digit lead, up by 10 once again. Looks like Weeping Waters, down by 10, going to be content to play for one shot. 15 seconds to go. Holding the basketball at the top of the key is Hayden Nash. Now with 10 seconds, they'll move the offense. To the left side, it comes McGill. Up to Nash. Nash again. McGill. They're going to have to hurry. Nash inside has it stripped away by Buttrick. Buttrick with a shot, they won't go at the buzzer. And at the half, the Fall City Tigers are leading the Weeping Water Indians. Your halftime score, Fall City 33 and Weeping Water 23. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from death. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect those biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmTrak.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S&I, its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Weeping Water High School. At the half, the Fall City Tiger boys leading the Weeping Water Indians 33-23, a 10-point advantage for the Tigers. Let's look at the scoring in the first half. The scoring halftime scoring recap being presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from death. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, first of all, for the Weeping Water Indians, they're led at halftime by Hayden Nash with 6 points. Sailor Rhodes also has 6 in the ballgame. Gus McGill with 4. Mason Mortimer, the freshman, came off the bench. He has 4 points and 3 points for Riggs Wilson for their total of 23. From the free throw line, Weeping Water made 7 out of 12 attempts from the charity stripe. Scoring for the Fall City Tigers. Well, it's been the Jackson Strauss show thus far. Jackson Strauss with 25 points in the first half of the ballgame tonight. Bryson Buttrick with 3, John Craig has 3, and Kyler Frederick added 2. But riding that 25-point production by Jackson Strauss, the Tigers have 33 on the board, and they're in command by 10 points. From the free throw line, the Fall City Tigers made 6 out of 10 from the line, including 5 out of 6 by Jackson Strauss en route to his 25 points. 33-23, that's our halftime score. This Scoring Drive or Scoring Recap. We're brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home, far from death. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, Coach Josh McCampbell, assistant coach on the girls' basketball team, been seated beside me here throughout this first half. We're up 33-23. Coach, what did you see there?
Well, Weeping Water went man, and so they started the game playing a 2-3 zone, a little bit of 1-3-1, and then they went to man, and so you started to see Fall City's offense really be stagnant, or four players standing around while Jackson Strauss creates. And I think that sort of happens when you have a player score 25 points, but again, you really have to get the rest of the team involved so that way the team doesn't have to guard one player. And so I think you're seeing some of that stagnation right now, so it'll be interesting to see what Coach Miller does to adjust.
While Jackson Strauss did create a lot of his own opportunities, Fred and his teammates, there were a couple of awful nice assists there where they gave him a gift under the basket. And
they sure were.
Strauss certainly capitalized on it, putting in 25 points. We're going to vary our halftime routine here just a little bit now, Aaron. We're going to go with a one-minute break, and then we'll have our local weather forecast, followed by a two-minute break, and then we'll be back with third-quarter action coming up here on KTMC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Fall City, and weatherology meteorologist Mandy Valuber. Mild temperatures are going to be replaced by cold temperatures Saturday night all the way through Monday evening. Now below zero wind chills are expected Saturday night and Sunday night with the passage of this cold front. We have another weather system that will also bring a slight chance for some light snow to the area Monday night. We have mainly cloudy skies, temperatures upper 20s, south winds 5 to 15, gusting up to 20. Saturday, a blend of clouds and sunshine, temperatures warm to the upper 30s and then fall to the 20s. Northeast winds gusting up to 30, 7 in cloud cover Saturday night, very breezy conditions. We'll keep those breezy north winds on Sunday, partial sunshine, upper teens. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently, 34 degrees.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City. Your electrical problem solver.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best friends in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country poppin' superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supplying with 73 Highway in Falls City.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or see us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Once again, we welcome you back inside Weeping Water High School. At halftime, the Fall City Tigers leading the Weeping Water Indians 33-23. I'm Randy Gatula, seated alongside Josh McCampbell. And Josh, a former Gretna Dragon wrestler. And, you know, Josh, I think you have the honor of being my first ever Gretna Dragon that I've had on the air with me.
What a pleasure it's been, Randy. I hope I'm doing a good job. And I appreciate you having me on.
You know, back in the early 80s, I was working for KAUB. It was an FM station in Auburn, and Gretna appeared regularly on the Auburn basketball schedule. And for a number of years, we went into Gretna every other year and broadcast basketball from the, what do they call that up there, the Dragon?
The Dragon's Lair, I believe.
Yeah, that's what it is, the Dragon's Lair, something along that line. So we got a chance to see a lot of Gretna Dragons back in the 80s, haven't been in there for some years now as they've moved up to the bigger schools and the bigger classes. Lots of basketball to play here yet. I'm excited to see what the second half holds if the Tigers can keep dominating. They're up by 10 as we move back to live action here now in the third quarter. Fall City will have the basketball to open it up. And what else but a pass and a give and go to Jackson Strauss, and the young man has 27 points. We're going to have to save a recording of this broadcast and give it to Jackson. He can play for his kids in a few years. Here's a driving layup on the other end, up and good. Nice move to the top of the fair by Hayden Nash. So Nash answers quickly. 35-25. Jackson Strauss has 27 of Fall City's 35 points. Strauss with the basketball. He's working one-on-one with Rhodes. What do you suppose Coach Mortimer told his players at halftime in the locker room? You suppose Jackson Strauss came up in a conversation? Here's Craig backing in. John Craig off the glass. Wait a minute. We're going to have a whistle and a three-second violation. Craig got caught in the lane. That's a shame because he backed in and got the ball through the hoop and got it to drop. So it'll be Weeping Water now coming down on the attack. A 10-point differential here, 35-25. Weeping Water, Sailor Rhodes with the basketball. Underneath, it's tipped, it goes out of bounds, and it went off the fingertips of Gus McGill. Fall City will get the basketball back. Well, when you score 25 points in the first half, in the first 10 seconds of the third quarter, they find you under the basket for another quick two. That might be a good omen here for the Tigers. Here comes Jackson Strauss. Man of the hour offensively, in the paint, driving floater, up, couldn't get it, try for tip in, final shot up and good, and Jackson Strauss with 29 points. And we've only played 17 minutes of basketball. All right, here comes Weeping Water to try and set something up and get it going offensively. Rich Wilson holds the ball around the horn to the left side, into the corner, up onto the near right side wing, Rhodes. Ball kicked out of bounds off the foot of Jackson Strauss. He didn't just show up to play offense. Strauss is playing some pretty fine defense tonight, too. I've seen him have some good games, but nothing of this this caliber of what he's doing tonight. Rich Wilson passes the ball inside the paint. A shot is off the glass and doesn't go. Chipped out of there by Craig, and the rebound is going to be pulled down by Fall City. Jackson Strauss will bring it up court. Hernandez sits here on the left side, runs through the paint. Strauss in the paint, is tied up. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. They don't want to let Strauss get to the hole, so a whistle and a foul, I think, on Nash.
Yes, it was on Hayden Nash, and that's his third.
Third foul on Nash, and a first-team foul of the half on Weeping Water. Craig inbounds it. Strauss has it stripped away. I believe he'll be at the line this time to shoot, though. He was going up with the shot, so Strauss will be at the line shooting two shots. Who's about one?
The foul's on Riggs Wilson, his fourth personal. Second team.
Free throw was up for Strauss, up and good. Strauss with a nice round number now, 30 points in the ball game. Definitely going to double recording this one off for Jackson to save. Second shot is up and good. Jackson Strauss with 31 points. And keep in mind, folks, there's still 6:08 to go in the third quarter. We aren't even 2 minutes into the second half, and he has 31 points. All right, it's 39-25, the lead is 14. Here's a long three that's off the glass, won't go for Weeping Water. Strauss is there for the rebound. I know I'm starting to sound redundant, but this is the Jackson Strauss show here so far tonight. dribbles in, goes up with a shot, whistle, foul, and he puts Strauss right back to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Rhodes, I think.
Well, that's Taylor Rhodes' first team foul, three.
At the line, Jackson Strauss. He has hit 7 of 8 so far. This one is up and off, no good. Now 7 of 9, I believe it is, from the free throw line. We'll have another shot coming. Hernandez and Frederick come out of the ball game. Dunkus back into the lineup. Bryson Buttrick back onto the floor. Jackson Strauss ready for his second free throw. It's up and off, doesn't go. Tipped out of bounds. Touch last by Keaton Dunkus, and it'll be Weeping Waters basketball. 39-25, Tigers up by 14, 5:41 to go. A lot of basketball to play yet here. With the pink shoes in the forecourt comes Hayden Nash. I can't take my eye off those pink shoes. They just jump out at me. Nash feeds it to the left side. Here's a jump shot from 12 feet out. It's up and off a little bit. Strauss with the rebound. He'll bring it down court. Now holds it up, takes it to the baseline, and there'll be crowding here on the side. Foul's going to be against Taylor Rhodes, I think. Up Rhodes' second team fourth. So, it'll be Foul City's basketball. Inbounding it, Keaton Dunkus. Dunkus, 5'11", junior. He'll trigger the inbound pass from the right side baseline under his own basket. Dunkus set to lob it in. Needs help. He's going to get the count. Okay, lobs it up high to Jackson Strauss. Strauss up high in the air. Way up above Taylor Rhodes to go after it. The ball tipped away out of bounds. It'll stay with Foul City. Rhodes touched it last over on the far side. 5:18 to play now, third quarter here at Weeping Water. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Josh McCampbell alongside. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer, helping with tonight's presentation of high school basketball. The inbound pass is tipped away, and standing on the baseline, John Craig can't do that, can't come in from out of bounds and touch it. It'll turn the ball back over to Weeping Waters. Despite the fact they're up by 14, 39-25, Fall City has played far from error-free basketball. They've had a few miscues out here, but they're still doing well. Well, Craig tips the ball away. Good job. Tips it out to Dunkus. Bryson Buttrick gives it up to Strauss, and Jackson Strauss down court. Long pass into Craig in the paint. Craig is double-teamed and tied up, and now he moves with the ball, dribbles to the basket. A whistle and a foul. You can't keep slapping at the big man forever without getting a whistle eventually. And we're not yet into the one-and-one, so it won't be a shooting foul. Waterman?
His first team fifth.
Inbound to pass. Strauss, reverse lay-in. Up, off. No, couldn't get it. Mortimer has the rebound. Mason Mortimer, the freshman. I think this is the head coach's son, Mason Mortimer. Puts the pass up top of the circle to Hayden Nash. Into the corner left side. That's McGill with the basketball. Trying to move toward the basket. Here's a long three from the left elbow, up and good. Put in by Landon Fulton. That's Fulton's first bucket of the night. He's got three. 39-28. The lead is back to 11 now. As Strauss brings the ball up court to Bryson Buttrick on the left side. Buttrick at the free throw line, backs it out between the rings to the top of the circle, feeds to the right side to Strauss. Strauss puts a move on, drives to the hoop, has the ball knocked away. Strauss thought that he got hammered under there. Coach Patrick Miller is the officials here about that. Strauss comes to the sideline feeling he got hammered. Timeout taken Fall City with 4:11 to go in the third quarter. 39-28. Leaders in Redmond, don't go away. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Free State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
Hi, I am Mary Kitch, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Graham Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Bale and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Weeping Water High School. The clock shows 4:11 to play in the third quarter. Fall City up by 11, 39-28. Weeping Water won't go away, though. They keep battling back into this thing. Indians with the basketball offensively. Rhodes feeds it inside. A little floating jump shot is up. It went in, but they say no shot. The foul apparently came on the floor before the shot.
And that's Bryson Buttrick's second foul. team's first crowd of the half there.
All right. With the basketball for Weeping Water in the corner right wing. That's Fulton. He nailed the three a minute ago. Back to the top of the circle. Hayden Nash with the ball. Nash works on Buttrick. Buttrick gets shoved out of the way. Nash with a turnaround shot up and also good. And the rebound pulled down by Josh Brown. Long down court pass. There's Craig into the basket. Couldn't get the shot off. He gives it back to Buttrick. Buttrick works inside the paint, driving away in. Buttrick underhanded. Good shot up and nice. That was a nice move by Price and Buttrick. Kind of a circus move there. A little underhanded, hanging in the air. Flipped it off the glass. A little English on the ball, and it spun in for him. There's a long three from the left wing pull up by Weeping Waters, Sailor Rhodes. Rebound to the Tigers. Buttrick, long down court, left side, Kyler Frederick, driving baseline. Frederick got hammered. Oh, my. Frederick looks up at the official like, did you see that? And he's holding his head. He caught an elbow to the side of the head there when the defender came in. John Craig will take the breather. Craig goes out now momentarily. Dunk is back into the lineup. Back onto the floor comes Rich Wilson, replacing Landon Fulton for Weeping Water. Under their own basket, the Tigers to inbound the pass. They lob it inside. Tried to get it into Strauss. It's tipped away nicely. Grabbed up by Rich Wilson. Wilson, a cross-court pass to the top of the circle. Around the horn, long three. Left wing, up and good. Hayden Nash with a three. Nash in double figures now has 11 points. The lead is back down to 10. As I said, Weeping Water just won't go away here. They keep battling back into it. Now Strauss on the dribble. 2:41 to play in the third quarter. It's 41-31. Fall City by 10. Brown with the basketball. Josh Brown feeds inside. There's another underhanded shot up and good. And Bryson Buttrick, a repeat performance of that little circus shot that he made a minute ago. Fast break to the other direction. Here comes Weeping Water with a floater from the corner that's up and off no good. Mason Mortimer with the rebound. Mortimer, top of the key, feeds up to Hayden Nash, driving into the paint, whistle on a foul on the floor before the shot, probably on Tyler Frederick.
It sure is, Randy. That's his third. Team foul, second.
So three personals on Kyler Frederick, two team fouls on the Tigers. Inbound the ball for Weeping Water. Indians have it. Another three, a long three from the left side that doesn't go, and Bryson Buttrick is there to pull down the defensive board. With the basketball, Jackson Strauss down court. 31 points so far tonight for Jackson Strauss. Sailor Rhodes has the honor of guarding him in the man-to-man defense out there. Now Strauss backs out, and they switch over. Mason Mortimer has it. Here comes Strauss into the lane. Shot is up. He got it, and he's going to be fouled. The basket will count. Jackson Strauss, 33 points in the game at the line, shooting the and one. Got a foul here on Weeping Water.
Yeah, that foul was on.
I'm posting it right now. We can put it up here.
That foul was on Taylor Rhodes, his third. The team's sixth.
At the line, Jackson Strauss. He shoots the free throw up and good. Got it. Strauss is now 8 out of 11 from the free throw line, and I lost track of his points. We'll have him up again in a minute. I believe he's at 34 right now.
That's correct, Reedy.
Okay, you keep track of me there. In the corner, a three from the right side that's up and good. That was a nice-looking shot by Rich Wilson. That's his second three-pointer of the night. You don't want to leave Mr. Wilson standing down there alone. He'll connect on that one. All right, here's Jackson Strauss dribbling into fourth court, setting the pick for him. Kyler Frederick, a little pick and roll. Now Strauss into the paint, gives it up to Frederick. Kyler Frederick to the left side. Pass comes to the near side to Zimmerman. Tellin Zimmerman with the basketball. Now Kyler Frederick right wing. John Craig, free throw line. Back up top to Jackson Strauss. Tigers with a 12-point lead. 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. Perhaps they're going to settle the ball for a minute. Ball was tipped away from Strauss. He goes and chases it down in backcourt. Gives up to John Craig, and Craig just holds the ball a minute. Now trying to take it away from Strauss. The ball is loose, goes off of Weeping Water. Oh, no. Well, nobody's perfect. That's all. In the words of Forrest Gump, that's all I'm going to say about that. All right, the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to award it to Weeping Water right here in front of our broadcast point. Indians get the basketball. Inbounding it, Hayden Nash. Top of the key, Nash for a long three, short off the rim. John Craig comes down with a rebound. He goes up and just muscles it away from two defenders under there, big and strong. Once he gets his mitts on that basketball, it's hard to take it away from him. Here comes Jackson Strauss with 25 seconds to play in the quarter. His team up by 12. Craig backing in. Left-handed lay-in, up and good. Nice move to the bucket by John Craig. He's got five. 14 seconds to play, driving layup the other end, up and off, no good. Strauss had the rebound. Follow shot blocked by Strauss. So a whistle and a foul, and we're going to send Ethan Sabara to the line. Ethan, despite playing extensively, has not scored this evening. That's Jackson's first foul of the game. 13. At the free throw line, Ethan Sabara. Sabara's free throw is up and good. That's his first point of the night. Here's Bryson Buttrick back into the lineup. Buttrick in to replace Tullin Zimmerman. Zimmerman has a seat. Sabara ready for his second free throw attempt here for the Indians. It's on the way up, and it's good also. He got them both. Sabara with a pair. Makes it 48-36. The lead is 12. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Jackson Strauss, top of the key, pulls up for three. Sure he got it. Why not? Jackson Strauss hits a three at the buzzer. And it's 51-36. Tigers on top after three quarters. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds on ATNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we don't want to get the cart ahead of the horse here. There's a lot of basketball to play. The Tigers are up 51-36. But 37 points so far for Jackson Strauss. Here we go back to live action. Shot is up. Doesn't go. Craig comes down with a rebound. We've got a whistle and a foul. In recent memory, Mason Crawford scored 42 points for the Falls City Tigers in recent years that I can recall. 42 for Mason Crawford. And right now, with a full quarter to play, Jackson Strauss has 37 after three periods. We're going to walk to the other end. The foul is going to be called on the Indians.
Yeah, that's Hayden Nash's fourth foul, Randy.
All right, at the free throw line, John Craig. He's one out of two from the line tonight. Has 5 points in the ballgame. He takes aim, shooting 1-1. Shot is off the back of the iron and doesn't go. With the rebound, they give it back to Craig. Driving, laying up and good. John Craig couldn't get the free throw, so he gets the help from his friends and lays it off the glass for the two on the lay-in. Craig now has 7 points. All right, 53-36. Tigers on top. Indians trying to shoot their way back into this, trying to go around John Craig. That's a hard thing to do. Coming down with the rebound is Strauss. Here comes Jackson Strauss, 37 points on the night, in the lane, driving lay-in, short off the rim, got his own rebound. He's going to be fouled. We're going to put Jackson Strauss to the line. With 37 points thus far, he's going to be at the line shooting two shots. I'm going to do the math here. He's made 8 out of 11 from the free-throw line so far.
Yeah, that foul was on Taylor Rose. His fourth, 18.
First free throw is up and good for Jackson Strauss. Second shot is up. This one is off and won't drop. We're getting 38 points now. Right? Yes. All right. Into the corner. There's a long three from the right side that's up and off and doesn't go. Foul City with the rebound. Coming down is Caden Dunkus. Correct me here. He made 1 out of 2 just now, right, from the free throw line?
That is correct.
Okay. Here's a driving layup. Strauss up and good. And that gives him 40?
That is correct.
40 points for Jackson Strauss, 2 points away from tying up what Mason Crawford did a few years ago with 42 in one ballgame. Haven't seen a performance. performance like this from anybody in weeks or years here in Southeast Nebraska. That's a lot of points. There's a nice move to the basket. Credit Gus McGill with a nice offensive move for Weeping Water. A little left-handed hook shot. Got that one to drop. It's good. 56-38. Tigers in command. Here's Craig with the basketball. Gives it across to Kyler Frederick. Frederick to Jackson Strauss. Strauss goes in for the shot. Gets the basket and he's fouled. Jackson Strauss with 42 points in the ballgame. That ties Mason Crawford. And that 42, that's just what we know about. We can remember in recent years, I don't know, the past 15 or 20 years or so. And now, Jackson Strauss at the line looking for point number 43 here. As he looks to the basket, the shot is up. It is short off the front of the rim. The try for the tip going after was Caden Dunkus, and Dunkus is going to be called, I think.
Yes, that's his third foul.
All right, so I add them up here. 5, 6. Yes, we're at 42 points right now for Jackson Strauss with 6:13 to play in the ballgame. Left wing, comes to the top of the key with the pass, up to Rich Wilson. You know, the Indians have been content to just keep popping these threes from out at the top of the key, but without a lot of success. They've taken a lot of threes and haven't hit a whole lot of them.
Yeah, plenty of quick possessions for the Indians, which has to play right into Jackson Strauss's hands.
Wow, they're on the Tigers. I believe Kyler Frederick, they didn't post it. Here's a shot from the right side up and off. No good. Elijah Hernandez with the rebound. Yes, that was. That was Frederick's personal, his fourth. Here comes Strauss in the paint, driving way in up. No, got his own rebound. Wanted to go up with a follow shot. The ball is loose. A whistle. And what are we going to rule here on this one? Will be
a foul on Strauss.
I don't know if it's a foul or the ball just. Yeah, it is. Foul's going to be on Jackson Strauss.
That will be his second, team six.
John Craig back into the lineup now, replacing Kyler Frederick for the Tigers. 58-38, it's a 20-point Fall City lead with 5 minutes, 39 seconds to go in the ballgame. Here comes Weeping Water to set it up offensively. Wilson to the right wing, a cross-court pass to Rhodes. Back to the left side now. They just can't penetrate this defense. There's a steal. Jackson Strauss, 2-on-1, fast break. Falls to the floor. A whistle. What are we going to have here? A charge. Offensive foul on Jackson Strauss.
That would be his third foul, team seven.
All right, 5:22 to go. Wonder if Coach Patrick Miller has any idea. This is his first year head coach at Fall City, and where we're at here with Jackson Strauss and his points over, leaving Jackson in the ballgame. Still a lot of battle play, though. 5:22 on the clock. It is a 20-point lead. Here comes Weeping Water with the basketball. Riggs Wilson. Wilson top of the circle. To the right elbow now. Off to Rhodes. Back up top, Wilson. Wilson guarded out there by Elijah Hernandez. Now he decides to back it out to the right side of it. Back to Rhodes. Buckrick is there to pick up Rhodes. Pass inside. John Craig will have none of that. He just takes the ball away from Gus McGill and gets the outlet pass out to Bryson Buckrick. Now Buckrick down court to set up the offense. Tigers can afford to be patient here with a 20-point lead just under 5 minutes to go. Now the official blows a whistle and stops play, and I didn't see anything happen this time. What on earth could this one be about? They stop play in order to allow Weeping Water to bring a sub into the ballgame. Apparently they tried to sub in at the last stoppage and missed it, so the official stops the game to let the substitute check in, Hayden Nash. Coach Mortimer getting an explanation from our head official. We've had a couple of mysterious moments of officiating here tonight. Not sure what that was about, but all that happened there is Hayden Nash check in. Tigers get the ball back. Elijah Hernandez inbounds it. Bryson Buckley with the ball. Tried to get it to John Craig. Chipped away. No, not chipped. Just was a wide pass. Goes out of bounds. Weeping Water gets it back. Here come the Indians. Riggs Wilson into forecourt. Picked up by Hernandez defensively to the right side. Wilson launches a long three. off the iron and the rebound down to the Tigers. Come up with it is Zimmerman. Out front pass to Buttrick, who gives it up once again to Strauss. Look out for Strauss. Setting the pick for him out there is John Craig. Craig at the top of the key. Strauss steps into the lane, comes toward it. Back to the left wing to Buttrick. 4 minutes, 13 seconds to go. Here's Craig bouncing in. Moving up past the glass, no. Chasing after his own rebound, out of bounds. John Craig ran over somebody down there. And Rick Wilson said, did anybody get the number of that pickup truck? Ball's going to be on John Craig. And I think that's his first, isn't it?
That sure is. And that's the team's eighth.
That's a player control. No, they're going to call it a personal foul, and we'll walk to the other end and shoot one and one with Riggs Wilson at the line. Wilson has not been to the line tonight. He has 6 points on a pair of threes. Here, shooting one and one. Rico is on the way up. Bad off. No good, but the rebound and the putback is up. It doesn't go. Rebound, Fall City. Hernandez down court with the ball. Right elbow finds Buttrick. Gives to Craig. Craig on the left side of the lane feeds back to Buttrick. He thought about the shot, doesn't take it. Instead, Strauss gets the pass. Here he comes. That's Jackson Strauss. Bounce pass gets to Craig. Craig waiting for people to clear out. Now it goes underneath the Buttrick. Ball tipped away from Buttrick and stolen. Well, see, he has played far from error-free ball, but they're winning here. There's a fast break lay-in on the other end by Gus McGill. Tigers didn't get back on defense like they should have on that one. And you're bound to get a little bit lax up by 20 like they are. Timeout taken Fall City with 3:21 to go in the ballgame. 58-40 your score. We're back in 30 seconds. You're enjoying the Peru State College Game of the Week on KTNC.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Fall City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're back inside Weeping Water High School where your Fall City Tigers appear to be in pretty good shape there. They're up by 18, 58-40, with 3:27 to play in the basketball game. We'll see what Coach Patrick Miller does here in the way of substitutions of anything. Looks like Strauss is still going to be on the floor. 42 points tonight so far for that young man. He has 42 of Fall City's 58 points to his credit. Inbound the pass comes into Strauss. Strauss going to be guarded defensively this trip by Gus McGill. Left side to Buttrick. Here comes Strauss. Jump shot, right side up and good. Jackson Strauss put her down. He's got 44 now in the ball game with 3 minutes to play here. On the left elbow to the top of the circle. The pass comes up to Hayden Nash. Feeds it inside in traffic. Nash gets the ball back. He likes to put that three up but hasn't had a lot of success with it. To the right elbow now, across to Rhodes. Rhodes tied up by Hernandez. He stole the basketball. Hernandez, no, they got to call him the traveling. Well, great effort defensively there by Hernandez to get after that ball.
Yeah, he's always around the ball, like I said earlier. He plays with a lot of energy.
Weeping Water has the ball back. The inbound pass to Hayden Nash. Right elbow, that's Rhodes with the basketball. Hernandez in his face. Bounce pass into traffic. Underneath, oh, nice feed, but the shot is up and off, no good. Here comes Jackson Strauss. 2-on-1, fast break. Strauss gives it out to Hernandez on the right side. Hernandez in the paint, kicks it to the corner. Bryson Buttrick for three, got it. Bryson Buttrick nails the three, and he is in double figures and has 10 points for the Tigers. Buttrick with a good night. Here's a three from the right side that's off the rim, doesn't go for Weeping Water. Comes up top with it to Rhodes. In traffic, trying to move to the basket. Shot on the baseline, up and good by Gus McGill. He's in double figures with 10 points. Full court pressure now by Weeping Water. 2:06 to go in the ballgame. 63-42. Here comes Jackson Strauss. I thought they were going to give him a lean to the bucket there again for a minute. 44, is that what we've got? I believe. To the right elbow, Hernandez. Into the corner right side, back to Buttrick. Buttrick feeds it in. Here's Craig under the basket, shot up and good. John Craig is hard to stop. We'd like to compare him. don't know what you compare them to. A pickup truck coming down the lane there? A tank, maybe. Anyway, he plays great basketball for a big man. Got good footwork. There's a jump shot for two from the right side off. No good. Ball was tipped out of bounds. Good effort underneath there by Fall City's Tullin Zimmerman. Into the ballgame. Zimmerman checking in. Out goes Hernandez. Hernandez has a seat with a minute 25 to go. Inbound, and who got that one? That was 20. Shot was up and good by Silver Rhodes. He's got 8 points now. And down court, once again, on the dribble comes Jackson Strauss. Strauss is going to launch a three from the top of the key. It's off, doesn't go. Craig bats the ball around. The rebound is pulled down by Nash. Fast break the other direction. Driving laying up and off, no good. Rifle tip in. Collar shot doesn't go. Whistle and a foul. We've got 1 minute left to play in the ballgame. The ball will belong to the Tigers. Fall City's going to pick out win number 7 on the season tonight. They're up 65-44. Going to be a good outing tonight for the Fall City Tigers. Coach Patrick Miller and his boys, as they're going to get the win here. Now the ball is going to be stolen away. Here's a steal. Hayden Nash driving the lead up and good. Bryson Buttrick hopes they delete that one from the game film as they pick this pocket. Buttrick brings the ball up the court, much more carefully this time. Buttrick at the top of the key, gives it up to Craig, to Strauss. Strauss on the right side driving. Strauss is going to be fouled. Oh, my goodness. Not a lot of point in that when you're down by 19 with 35 seconds. And that puts Jackson Strauss to the line. Okay, timeout taken. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you with buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, Josh McCampbell, back here inside Weeping Waters Gym with Jackson Strauss at the free throw line. He's already scored 44 points tonight for the Tigers. At the line here, shooting two shots in the double bonus. Jackson Strauss, the shot is up and good. 45 on the night, looking for point number 46 right here. The 6'3 senior having a career night tonight in Weeping Waters. Shot is up and good. He got it. 46. And now he'll come out of the ballgame and do a standing ovation from the Fall City crowd. 46 points in the ballgame for the senior. Look at the smile down there. All right, 30 seconds to play. Weeping Waters down court. Handling the basketball is Landon Fulton to the right side. Tyler Bickford in the lineup now, a freshman. Bickford launches a long three that doesn't go. Rebound comes down to the Tigers, getting the rebound for Fall City. In the fourth quarter of the dribble is Hernandez. Hernandez backs it out for a minute to the top of the key on the right side. Down to 6 seconds. Shot on the baseline, right side up and off. No good. Rebound pass for follow shot. Buzzer's going to sound, and that's going to be your ball game. Your final score tonight, the Fall City Tigers 67 and the Weeping Waters Indians 46. 67-46. We're going to step aside for a 2 minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the post game scoring recap. Stay with us. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast
from trucking and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way.
American Family Insurance.
Visit iTrain.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Weeping Water High School, where tonight the Fall City Tigers have picked up their seventh win of the season by defeating the Weeping Water Indians. The final score, 67-46. Let's take a rundown now of the individual scoring. First of all, for Weeping Water, they had two cagers in double figures. Hayden Nash led the way. He finished with 13 points for the Indians. Gus McGill ended with 10. Adding 8 was Sailor Rhodes. 6 points tonight for Riggs Wilson. Chipping in 3 was Landon Fulton, and 2 points for Ethan Sabala, 4 points for Mason Mortimer, for their total of 46. From the free throw line on the evening, Weeping Water hit 9 out of 15 from the charity stripe. Now, the individual scoring for the Fall City Tigers, well, it was the Jackson Strauss Show. Jackson with an incredible output tonight, 46 points in the ballgame, including 11 out of 16 from the free throw line. He had 3 three-pointers in that run en route to 46 of Fall City's 67 points. Also in double figures was Bryson Buntrick. He had 10 points in the ballgame. John Craig, playing tough underneath, finished with 9. And Kyler Frederick chipped in 2 for Fall City's total of 67. From the charity stripe, the Tigers hit 12 out of 21 from the free throw line compared to 9 of 15 for Weeping Water. Good win, Coach McCampbell. Your final thoughts on this one?
Good team effort. I know that the individual stats will say that Jackson Strauss did most of the things by himself. But again, I think, as you said at halftime, the team really tried to get him involved, and it was a team effort. And so, really good win for Patrick Miller and his squad going into the conference tournament.
Well, when you got a player that gets hot like that, I've always said it tells you a lot about the team chemistry when the team recognizes that and they start to make the effort to get the ball into the hands of the hot ball player. And that's what we saw here tonight. Once he started pulling them in, the other kid said, okay, here you go, Jackson. Let me give you an assist. And they had some nice assists to get the ball to him.
Yeah, and he's been a leader for this team since he was in seventh grade. And so they've always kind of looked to him to get a bucket when they need one, and he did not disappoint tonight.
All in all, a great outing tonight for the Fall City boys. 67-46, they get the win. We want to remind all of our listeners, next week is conference tournament time, the ECNC tournament and the Pioneer Conference tournament. We will have coverage Thursday, Friday, and Saturday here on KTNC and on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, of those tournaments. We just don't know which teams will be playing until after the games are played on Monday and Tuesday. So stay tuned. You can watch my Facebook page, Randy Gatula, or the Sunny 101.3 Facebook page. We'll be announcing our game coverage just as soon as that information is available. Josh, appreciate you helping us out here tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. It was fun. I enjoyed it. If you ever meet me again, I have a lot of free time.
All right. So that about wraps it up for our live coverage of high school basketball. For Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer, and for Josh McCampbell here at Weeping Water, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score. It was the Fall City Tigers 67 and the Weeping Water Indians 46. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.